Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where funny people do art and have a chat. I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and this week I'm joined by the brilliant actor and comedian, Anna Longbrophy. You may know Anna from her starring role in Netflix's Shadow and Bone. She's absolutely fantastic, and we had a lovely time painting away in my studio. If you want to see our artworks from today's episode, then make sure you're following Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. Enjoy the episode and see you on the other side. Anna Longbrophy is an actor, writer and comedian who stars in Netflix's popular fantasy series Shadow and Bone, playing warrior Tamar Kir Batar.
Nice.
Is that the correct pronunciation? She appeared as Bryony in series 2 of Channel 4's Back alongside David Mitchell and Robert Webb, and in Netflix's The Billion Dollar Code. Other television appearances include BBC One's Last Tango in Halifax and The Girl Before, Traces, and lots more. Anna is in a comedy double act with former Secret Artist guest, friend of the podcast, Emily Lloyd-Saney. And so I'm delighted to finally have Anna on and complete the set. Hello, Anna.
Hi, that was extremely comprehensive.
It was very wordy in the end. Sorry about that. I can't read, so that was a struggle.
You can't read?
Mm.
What did you just...
I don't happening? Know what that was. There's nothing written on that page. I was acting.
Such a good actor.
Such a good actor, yeah. So I don't know much about your artistic background. Do you consider yourself to be an artist?
No, I really don't. And
okay.
That was why it was like, okay, go to Annie's studio, which is so lovely. And when you said, you know, bring something to draw, I was like, because I just get serious, like, mark-making anxiety.
Okay.
In all
That's
kinds
fine.
Of things in life.
Okay.
You know, I've identified that as a situation.
Yeah.
So... that's why it's great being in a double act, because I'm like, Emily, spaff something out, and then I'm like, I can fix this.
Spaff something out. That's the technical term
for
writing sketch comedy.
That's what I teach.
So is that your process? Emily will outline a sketch and then you basically edit it, or what's...
Well, no, I mean, sometimes it goes the other way, but she is much better at just being like, well, here's something.
Yeah. That's the hard part.
It's really, yeah.
Fear of failure. Have you got that?
Fear of failure. Massive fear of failure.
Yeah.
Massive perfectionism. Mm-hmm. Unrealistic expectations. So, like, at the moment, I'm trying, like, I am really interested in design.
Mm.
And I'm trying to, like, get some stuff sorted in my house.
Okay.
In my flat. And I'm just, like, the fear of getting it wrong.
In terms of, like, choosing the wrong colour or the wrong layout or all of the things.
It's just everything's a really expensive mistake to make. And instead of being like, oh, I'll just try it. I'll just paint it. It doesn't work. Then I might.
Yeah. Are you painting it yourself?
Yeah. It's floor at the moment. But I'm trying to re-floor because I've moved into a flat. Very nice. Mm-hmm. But essentially the people who had it before... they were architects.
And oh, right.
They've done, but they... what is it? Architects, they do seem to be like, we just want a bare light bulb and some plywood.
Yeah.
And so...
so minimal, isn't it?
Very minimal.
And they seem to love, like, greys.
sort yep. of neutral.
There's a lot of like colours. Plaster walls that haven't been painted at all, and they're yeah. just like plaster, and I'm like
paint
imagine wallpaper. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. So when you said bring something, you tell me you're nervous. I'm like,
yeah, I'm excited. I'm like, oh, wrong, she's built the tension. I've got brownie all over my piece of paper.
So fine, but that's okay. So
that's okay. It's a part of it,
isn't it? We can't be perfectionists.
It's a 4D artwork, but you can taste it as well.
I've been wanting to do art stuff, like, and my partner does like lino cutting and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, but I'm always like, I'm gonna get it wrong.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to do anything that I could get wrong. I kind of have this vision of myself just, I like abstraction and colour.
Mm.
But then I thought, and he did ask me one thing. So I did bring a photo of like just a beach that...
Okay. So were you thinking of doing like an abstract version of the beach?
So that I'm not like, oh, I've done the face wrong.
Yeah.
That doesn't look like my cat.
I love that.
Just kind of being like, it's just colour, it's just the start.
Yeah, point. Great.
Can't get it wrong. So I'll
fantastic.
I'll show you my picture.
And I've put out an array of colours. You've got your classic primaries. Oh, beautiful. Where is that?
That's near Porto, or maybe it's in
amazing.
Porto.
Amazing. Beautiful colours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can be our starting point. Blue sky, coastline, and some nice big rocks in the sand, and some footprints.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about the lack of space here. So there's a lot of brushes here.
Amazing. Put my tea on the floor.
Yeah, I might put my tea on the floor.
Well, I just have this vision of like, of being able to mindfully, meditatively kind of do art, which I do have sometimes done.
Yeah.
Mostly through my partner's exhortations of sort of being like, just give it a go. Just give it a go.
Yeah. You've got to sort of release the inner child.
Yeah.
Who isn't afraid of making mistakes.
Which is great. But then I'm also like, again, I'm stingy. So what if I buy paint since the wrong paint?
Oh, I see.
So, you know.
Maybe pencils are your medium.
I like studio pens. That's what I've been
those are nice.
Messing around with.
Is your partner an artist then?
Well, at heart he is.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's he works in the charity sector.
Okay.
But
that's cool though, to just have it as pure hobby.
Well, I'm interested because you're wearing all kinds of different hats.
I'm wearing a lot of hats. Yeah, which is, I mean, I'm lucky in a sense, but I do sometimes struggle to
with all the hats.
With all my hats. I'm like, what am I? Who am I?
Girl, I hear that. Yeah, definitely.
I think this industry lends itself to extreme identity crises.
Yeah. This is having a moment in the design world at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah, this colour, cobalt blue.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's like Yves Klein blue.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to dump out. It's sometimes the paint just, I think I've had it for too long, but you know, when it starts like solidifying around the edges.
Yeah, but I quite like that.
Do you?
Yeah, reminds me of school.
Mm, there we go.
Thank you.
Shove some of that on there.
So I actually did, just remembering, I did an art AS level.
Okay.
But that was, this is ridiculous.
That's pretty arty.
Yeah, it's very arty.
I'm just going to rest that there because it's abstract, so who cares, you know?
You're so daring.
The brownies
are featuring prominently.
Yeah, like maybe we'll save those for after.
Yeah, it was quite, I hope it was, they were going to be part of the
part of the piece.
Artwork.
So you did do art for AS level?
Yeah, but I didn't do art at GCSE.
Oh, weird.
It's just people kept saying to me, oh, Anna, you're arty, aren't you? You're arty. And I was like, I guess I am.
Because people keep telling me I am.
Yeah, because I have no concept of myself.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. I guess I'm arty. Went and did art, like, convinced the sixth form college to let me do that.
Oh, wow. Did you enjoy it?
Well, I didn't really know what I was... Again, I didn't really know what I was doing. So
yeah.
I think there's just a part of my brain that is like... Oh yeah, you can't do this, and it's hard to get out of that, especially because I do that quite a lot with my other jobs. Like I'm quite good at being like, I could do that.
Yeah, So with acting, do you feel confident going in, or do you still get nervous, like starting a new job? For instance, I mean, the job you've just, you probably haven't just done it because you probably filmed it ages ago. Shadow and Bone?
Yeah, I filmed it bloody ages ago.
Was that nerve-wracking? Because was that your sort of first big show?
Yeah. I mean, I'm nervous just coming here to do this podcast with you.
Don't be.
I know that in my heart. I shouldn't.
Do you think it helps, the nerves?
No, I think it's terrible. I think it's it's the reason why so many actors come from privileged backgrounds. One, apart from just privilege, but also because just that sense of, oh yeah, why wouldn't I be able to do that? No, I could do it.
Yeah, you're sort of taught you can do anything.
Yeah, if you're Tom Hiddleston, then of course you're just going to be like, well, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone at Eton has become successful.
Exactly, because they're just, and I've worked with people, I remember working with like, you know, directors or assistant directors and stuff like that, where I'm like, oh my God, you're a moron.
Yeah.
But you're here and you don't question it at all. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh God. I'm slowly getting to terms with understanding my ADHD. Mm-hmm. And I am just like...
Friend of the podcast.
Surprise. And that is one good thing in rooms and stuff. I'm like, someone say something, I'll say something.
Okay.
So I'm good at that because I cannot stand, I'm always filling the gaps.
Right.
Like, what, is someone going to try it? I'll try it.
That's good. Why doesn't that translate to something like doing art, I wonder? Like you hold back on starting or you worry about it more?
Yeah, I think if I were in a group setting, that's really interesting. I think if, you know, you were hosting this and there were like six other people and you're like, okay guys, grab whatever you fancy and we've got an hour, I'd be like, well, I'm just going to start taking some stuff then and I'll start doing something.
Yeah, yeah.
But on my own, I'm like...
Interesting. She's a team player.
The tyranny of...
You like being instructed.
I like parameters.
Okay.
And so that's why I'm trying
to... I can set some more parameters if you like.
Well, as you can see, I don't really have like a... I'm just sort of like...
I love it.
We're doing something here.
We are doing something. We're expressing ourselves.
Everybody just...
Finally.
Finally. We're finally expressing ourselves. For God's sake.
I've got sort of I've got a question for you.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
After a long day of filming in such a fantastical world as featured in Shadow and Bone, how do you come back down to earth and stay grounded?
Yeah, I have to do a lot of things.
Do you meditate?
I do meditate.
Does that help?
It does. It does help. I have that strong shadow self that is like, you don't need to meditate, don't worry. So I have to be quite strict with myself, with varying degrees of success on that front.
Do you do it sort of daily or just when you're feeling...
I try stressed. And do it daily, and that probably means I do it like 3 times a week.
That's good. I don't really, I mean, I do yoga and that helps, but I never sort of sit down to meditate. And I'm like, oh yeah, I should do that. That'll be good for me.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to just actually do it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is really hard. It's easier, I think, doing it off the back of like finish yoga, sit.
And yeah, true. Things. Just lie. Like, lie in Shavasana.
Yeah.
Think about your life. Or empty your brain of all the thoughts. That's the thing I find hard.
Well, I've definitely found it more useful to do things like pranayama or mantra stuff.
Okay.
Because I have got such a monkey brain. Having like one thing to focus on, like focusing on breathing in this particular way or...
Yeah.
Or just like imagining the mantra or something is much easier.
Okay.
I find.
So do you have your own mantra?
No, I don't have my own mantra. just borrowing other people's.
Nice.
Well, there's various differences at the moment. I'm very aware right now that, mm-hmm. like, my voice sounds a bit different from normal.
Oh, really?
I had a bit of a sort of anxiety-inducing beginning of the week.
Mm-hmm.
That mainly affects me, like, chokes my voice a little bit.
Oh, no.
So, which is great for my job.
Yeah.
So I was looking at there's a mantra for the throat chakra.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go on.
Which is, it's like hum, H-U-M, but it's like haum.
Haum.
Haum, and it means I am that.
Oh, wow.
Which is quite, you know, quite serious.
And is the idea that it like releases?
Yeah.
Your
or
throat?
At least, yeah, you're kind of, I was like, okay, well, maybe I should take a holistic, because I have these, like, have strong physical anxiety symptoms in various different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's quite interesting, like, finding ways to sort of deal with them, I guess.
Yeah.
That isn't just going, oh, get away from me.
Do you ever find that the mantras and thing and opening your throat chakras, etc., are at odds with doing comedy? As in, like, is there a cynical part of you that finds it hard to overcome, or do you feel like it's just purely helpful? And
I actually find people in comedy tend to be more open to that stuff than straight actors.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder why that is.
But maybe I'm thinking of like a particular type of comedian.
Yeah.
Like maybe, I don't know what Jack D would think about.
Well, funny you should say that, because open that door.
Jack! Oh my God!
Do you get nervous about doing live performance or more sort of screen stuff?
It's all about new stuff, isn't it? So I think it depends. It depends on what kind of scenario I'm in.
Yeah, as in sort of new material nights are more stressful or...
Yeah, or, oh, the crowd sounds really quiet.
Yeah.
So what's that going to mean? Or, you know, if things aren't good. I am better at that, though, now, thinking mm-hmm. about it. Sorry, I'm, like, partly trying to concentrate on this painting.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. It's hell. This podcast is hell.
That's what everybody told me. I didn't listen. Yeah, I'm definitely a lot better. I used to be, I mean, poor Em, because we'd come off stage and I would be like, okay, so this needs to change, that needs to change, this needs to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like that anymore so much.
As in you would just be...
I just wouldn't be in the moment.
You wouldn't
at
be
all.
Able to switch off.
Yeah. As we were doing stuff, I was like, okay, well, we need to remember to change that because that's not working and that's da da da.
Okay.
And so, you know, at one point she was like, can we please have a moment when we come off stage where it doesn't feel like we're just like to acknowledge what we've done? We've become very good at that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good that you're able to have an open conversation like that.
And... Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, you have to when you're in a double act, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Are you still doing stuff together?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, we just did the Edinburgh Fringe.
I've heard of it, yeah. How was it?
Yeah, it was good. It's mad. It is just ridiculous.
as in how much it's changed or just how intense it is?
Just so intense.
Yeah.
And so kind of, it's so outward facing. It is crazy as a performer. Like, I did come back and feel like, oh, my worth is really determined by the number of stars I physically as a human being have earned.
It's not healthy, is it?
No, so it took me a hot minute to get over that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting because I was like, oh, this used to be, we did 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I thought, fucking hell, I used to do this for a month and drink the bar dry every single night. So God knows what I was doing to myself. But
yeah, it's intense. Have you seen, and this is related, this will come back, Marina Abramovic's exhibition at the Royal Academy?
No, but I have just booked to go and see it.
Okay, it's brilliant. So I went yesterday, but I and today I've been listening to a podcast that she was on, and she talks about something called body drama and in live performance, how, you know, when the performer has an audience in front of them, the exchange of energy between like thousands and thousands of people and the performer giving them back the energy and just that loop. And then afterwards, obviously, when the lights go down and as the performer, you're just sort of left with all that energy and you're totally alone. And she just talks about how if you don't know how to deal with that, it can be incredibly destructive.
Yeah.
Talking about the Edinburgh Fringe, I was just thinking about that. That's just sort of a daily cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I certainly am like, I can feel it coming off everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's kind of strong, it's strong juju.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
Very easy then to just go and have a drink and like decompress and... But it can be a bit of a...
Yeah, I think it took me a long time...
Cycle of destruction.
Yeah, to sort of realise that I didn't really love that feeling.
Yeah.
And it's confusing because I'm also like, oh, friends and comedy and art and puppets and all these things. I like these, you know?
Yeah.
But then I'd also become like... There was one year I was up and I just... I can't remember what I was doing, if I was actually performing or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just kept finding reasons to just stay in the flat.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, it is...
Because it was too stressful out there.
Yeah, yeah. But I wasn't quite able to sort of put my finger on why that was or at the time.
That's very disciplined, though. I'm always so bad at that.
It wasn't. I think it was... It's like a feast or famine thing.
Okay.
So, I don't mean like I was like, oh, I stayed in the flat and I read a book and I had a nice time. I would just be like, I'm not going out there.
Right.
And just hide away.
Fear.
I'm making it sound terrible. I mean, it's just...
It's a lot.
It's a lot and it's very confusing. It's like you are assaulted with a lot of other people's stuff. As soon as you go out, and a lot of comparison as well, and
definitely
people trying to get you to sort of justify yourself,
mm-hmm.
or at least the feeling that you can, whether or not that's real, you can have that feeling anyway.
Yeah
So it was nice to do, but I was like, hot damn, it's part of a discovery that I've been kind of becoming closer and closer to over the last few years, where I'm like, oh, my need for attention, basically my trauma, has led me to become an actor and a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, do I keep feeding this beast of external validation? Or is it doing me, you know, what's going on here, basically?
Do you have anything else in your mind that you're like, I think I would prefer to be doing that, or I think that would be better for me psychologically?
I love gardening.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
That must be so good for you.
Yeah.
So physical. You're outside all the time.
Yeah, no one's taking photos of you, as a general rule.
Do you have any favourite artists?
Well, no. I mean, is the answer.
Okay.
Which is... yeah, I do feel like, oh, I should have an answer. But that's why, you know...
RA card.
Exactly, a bitch is educating herself. So
this year is your time to shine.
Yeah. But certainly I was like, I was looking at my Pinterest art board.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm sort of starting to see where I like to go. I like texture.
Yeah.
Abstraction, colour and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay.
Have you heard of Gerhard Richter?
Yeah, I've heard this name. I feel
like you'd like his work.
Oh,
he's a German abstract painter.
Okay,
he does lots of. Let me show you some stuff.
Yes, please.
He does a mixture of things. A lot of it's like photographic, sort of monochrome portraits, but he also does these really nice like palette knife paintings where he just scrapes loads of really thick, colourful paint across the page.
That sounds good.
To a page. The canvas, probably. Gerhard Richter.
Oh, he looks happy.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably quite well off.
Yeah.
That's what equates to happiness,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, 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 definitely.
91.
Probably he's got lovely suits. Right. Oh, he's going strong. Yeah.
So, yeah, that sort of thing, just like 100%. Dragging loads of paint with a squeegee down a wall.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
please.
Absolutely.
That sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 10 out of 10 for that, I think. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Lots of lines, blurry paint.
I think that's it. I think the main thing I wanted was not to... The perspective of like, oh, I want to make some art. Oh, look at that. Yeah. Oh, well, this is it.
That's an enormous, like, squeegee thing that he's just dragging the green and white to make that sort of nice, blurry, almost like it's in motion.
That looks absolutely fantastic.
That's what you want. Just get one of those in your house.
I would, yeah. Does he have a...
Do you have Monzo, Gerhard?
He's on his yacht. He's too busy to answer. Yeah, I'm really trying to get around this feeling of like, don't do it wrong, can't do it wrong.
Mm.
So yeah, that's definitely something that I'm kind of working with and against, but I think it would be interesting.
Yeah.
To
have you got any art up in your house? Or is that part of the design plan?
Yeah, and that's part of the thing, like the people who lived there before, they left some like massive pieces of like ply.
Mm.
And I keep looking at them being like, oh, I want to fuck a load of paint onto that.
I want to fuck that ply.
Yeah.
Okay, that wasn't the question.
Oops, I've said
yeah,
too
why
much.
Don't you? Why don't you do that?
Yeah, well, I think that I should.
Also, you can paint over it if you don't like it.
Well, this is it, isn't it? It's all part of the process.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been slowly sort of percolating in my mind because I'm like, I need some art in here. And everything that I have isn't right for the space. And that's another mm-hmm. thing, like becoming more interested in design
mm-hmm.
has made me be like, oh, I need to be more sort of, you can't just be like, well, I've got this stuff, so I'll just put it here anyway.
Yeah, it's got to work with the space, baby.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's exciting though.
Yeah.
To sort of consciously take time to work out what you want to put up. That's nice position to be in.
Definitely. Yeah, I feel very... I love that feeling of learning to look at something.
Mm-hmm.
I had it when I started gardening, where I'd walk past gardens I'd walked past for my whole life, and then suddenly I could see them in a different way.
Yeah.
You know? Like, my brother is really into watches, mm-hmm. and he recently... like a very close family friend of ours died, and his daughter, who's my close friend, has his watch now.
Mm.
And at the funeral, my brother literally walked in at the wake and saw her and was like, "You're wearing Beau's watch." And it's because he just sees things like that, you know, and it's just, I think it's always interesting
what you notice
when you decide to start noticing something.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of Well, what was the... look, it's not my podcast, but I'm intrigued as to your journey as an artist.
I think I've always painted since I was little. My school just had a... I wanted to go to a school that had a good art department and was lucky enough to go to one that they had, like, an amazing art block, and my teacher was incredible. And then I did an art foundation course at Camberwell.
Oh.
And then... What do you mean? Yeah. And then I didn't do it for ages. I went and did English and theatre, got into doing comedy, and then sort of got back into it. I think I was showing my ex-boyfriend a load of my old artwork, and he was like, you really should get back into this. You're really good at it. And
well, yeah, I mean,
this is an absolute dog what I've done today. So, as I'm saying that, I'm thinking, oh, you're delusional. So yeah, I got back into digital painting. And
that's what we were, that's the place we wanted to land. Nope. You're a terrible artist. Yeah. Stop doing what you're doing.
Cancel the podcast. And the pandemic was very... The pandemic was great.
Yeah, no. Pandemic... Everyone says
everyone, not enough people are saying how great
saying
it was.
That.
No, the pandemic was a... As well as being an absolutely terrible time, was...
There were definitely some things that came out of the pandemic.
There were some positives. Yeah, and yeah. For me, that was being able to have the time to do... I was painting every day, really, and I set up a website for my paintings and then managed to sell some work, and I've been doing it ever since, really.
Well, yeah, I've seen the website, mate. Very impressed. Very impressed.
Thanks for looking at my website.
Yeah, it's very good. Well, it's very good. I was struck by the variation in...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never know. I think when you do your own... paintings, like, I never think I have a style, or I never know, I just sort of do. Paint things because I like them, or I'll work from photographs, or I'll think, oh, that's a nice colour, but I don't actively make a choice. And then sometimes if I'm going on my website, I'm like, oh, I always use exactly the same colours, or like, everything is orange and blue, and there's normally like a figure standing in a massive empty space.
Isn't that funny though, because it's that thing where people go, that's so you.
And yeah.
You go, oh, what?
Yeah, is you it? Want to be like, tell me what I am. I don't know.
Help me define myself, because I don't understand.
From the outside, it seems very obvious.
As you can tell, like, literally people going, you're art, you go and do art. And yeah. I was like, oh, God. What they meant was, I'm quite, like, I like to express myself.
Did you have a good drama teacher?
Yeah. Fine, perfectly fine. Yeah, I'm not sure, really. I think for me it was more just like attention.
Right.
Like, this is a way of like actively holding people's attention.
Are you an only child?
No.
Got lots of siblings?
I've got one brother.
Okay.
But like a lot of... there was always a lot of adopted... there was always someone living in my house.
Right.
That didn't... wasn't part of the family.
Okay. Because your parents invited them to stay.
Yeah, my parents are very good at looking after people.
That's nice.
Yeah, which is nice, unless you're...
Unless you're their child.
Their child, and you're like, but look after me.
Yeah.
Well, we can, should we do... No, that's fine. But yeah, I think I was also like quite a sort of... what... some people would say, and I, you know, now have very different feelings about it, but like a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, quite a sensitive feeling person.
Okay.
So it was a good thing. I was like, oh, you can go on, what, you go on stage, you do feelings when people clap.
Yeah.
Yeah, sign me up. Thank you. I'd love that.
Do you still love it as much as you did when you first started?
Well, yeah, interesting that, isn't it? Because you are just in this position of, I guess, what kind of got me there wasn't a healthy thing.
Yeah.
but then it is also interesting to be in that space and being like aware of that and going, oh yeah, so, you know, for example, Edinburgh or doing press for Shadow and Bone or anything like that, where you're like, this is very much about outward validation.
I think it's hard as well, just the roller coaster of auditioning for jobs, not hearing back, or hearing back, or being penciled, or not getting it. And it's like, it's a huge amount of rejection.
Yeah.
On a sort of cycle. And you have to not place too much emphasis on any of like the jobs when you get them or the jobs that you don't get. It's quite hard to maintain a level head, I find.
Yeah, well, it was interesting. I was doing something yesterday where I happened to be in the room, the most experienced person there. Then someone else came and joined, and I was already aware of it, but then someone else came and joined halfway through who was more experienced than me. But I was like, this is meaningless, because there's always someone.
Yeah.
There's always someone who's less experienced or more experienced than you. But I could feel like my sense of self shift to be like, oh yeah, I'm very experienced in this, actually. It's like, well, that's bullshit. It's obviously, that's just a sort of a comparison of these meaningless metrics, which can be upset within a second.
Yeah.
So that definitely is something. I do think, though, that the rejection thing has created a space. I feel a lot more flexible than a lot of my non-acting friends.
Right. What, just in terms of day-to-day life?
Yeah, just like, oh, this has gone wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, things like this, you know, I had something, a really nice job come up that I was meant to be doing, and then because of the strikes it all got kind of pushed, and I was like, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's gonna happen now.
Right.
And I genuinely could sort of sit, really actually sit with them and be like, well, if it happens, that'll be good, but it might not happen.
Yeah.
And I could see that for some of my friends, they were like, what are you talking about? Because it's very destabilizing for, I think,
yeah,
a normal person, quote unquote normal person, or someone in a normal job.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm like, okay, I have created a space of like flexibility and resilience that just comes from being like, oh, try that thing, put it, you know, put it to the back of my mind. It may, maybe something comes of it, but probably nothing will.
About control as well, isn't it? And
yeah,
you can't control.
Can't control everything, and not everything is about you. Also, like.
And also the world's on fire and what we do doesn't really matter.
Yeah, your life is meaningless. You're a speck in a on an ember of a burning rock. So, you know, that's what I think about all the time.
Quick fire round. Oil or watercolour?
Oil.
Portrait or landscape?
Portrait.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
If you want to look at any art, I think you have to a certain degree.
That's the question that everyone gets anxious around.
Very anxiety inducing.
Tortured artist or hardworking warrior?
Hardworking warrior.
Film or theatre?
Film.
Shag, marry, kill. Mona Lisa, Girl with a Pearl Earring, Son of Man.
Marry the girl with the pearl earring. Shag, son of man. Kill Mona Lisa.
Yeah, she's annoying, isn't
she? She's really annoying.
Yeah.
She's had a moment, I think.
Sorry if you're listening. Mona. Talk about or think about art.
Talk about it.
Yes, no one ever says that. Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Ooh. All I can think about is that scene in Clueless where she's like, she's a total Monet. Far away, let's say far away.
Comedy or fantasy?
Oh, come on!
Who's paying your bills?
Yeah, fantasy. Okay, fantasy. Yeah, obviously.
Private view or view of privates?
Private view.
Painting from life, landscape, or still life?
Oh God, I hate questions like this.
Sorry.
No, no, it's good. It's good practice for me. Life.
Art or music?
Music.
Art or books?
Books.
Art or acting?
Oh, I'm going to say art.
Oh, interesting. That's the end of the quickfire.
Oh my God.
Stressful, isn't it?
Well, so this is the interesting thing, and I do think it's the way that my brain works. Mm-hmm. But at this convention, there's like a Q&A.
Yeah.
And people can ask you whatever they want. And I'm so bad at, if people are like, what's your favourite album?
Oh my God.
What's your fantasy dinner party? That was one of the questions I got.
Oh God.
It's awful. Some people are amazing. You know, like, you know, what's your death row dinner? People are like, oh, it'd be this, this, isn't it?
Food I find easier, weirdly. Music I would struggle with.
I just find it all so difficult. And I just, if you're asking me to like riff on something, absolutely fine. If you're asking me to give you like a definitive answer about something about me, I'm like, oh, sorry, it's undefinable. You can't.
Who did you have at your dinner then? Can you
well,
remember?
I literally, I mean, when I say I can't, I mean, I literally cannot think of people like that. Like, I can't, there's not a route in my brain that goes, there's not a folder I can open in my brain which is like favourite.
Yeah, also you want some characters, you want people that are going to like rub each other up the wrong way, you want a bit of drama.
Yeah.
It's not just like your idols. I think you want like, you want to sit like Henry VIII next to like Greta Thunberg.
Oh yeah, 100%. And then you also want some people that will get on with each other as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, of course.
You know, people are like, what are your comedy inspirations? And I'm like, I should know the answers to this. But yeah. I don't. My brain immediately goes blank. It's like a weird roadblock. Who would your dinner be with?
Rick Mayall.
Great. Seems rude not to invite Aid Edmondson then, because then they could. But then maybe they'd be too cliquey.
Also feels weird to say Aid Edmondson when I know his daughter busy friend of the podcast. Yeah. I could probably just ring her and be like, can I come for dinner?
Can I come for dinner? Yeah.
So presumptuous. Imagine if I did that. She'd be like, obviously not.
That would be rude if she said obviously not. So yeah. I think, you know, actually, BT, you need to check yourself.
Beyonce.
Beyonce is
sitting
a great
next to,
shout.
Rick Mayall. I don't know who I'd have, but something to think about, isn't it? Right, I think I'm done with this. I'm just ruining it now.
Okay.
I'm gonna let it rest. I'll sign it, actually.
Oh, yeah, you must. I don't know what I've done here now.
I love this.
This
great
weird blob in the corner was me just being like, I guess I should put something here. She's learning and growing.
She's learning.
You know?
Well, that's what I'm going to do, let it drip.
Oh, nice.
I really like doing that. That was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. Thank you.
Also, I'm quite scared of doing, like, creating artwork from the brain. So I liked having the photo, but then towards the end, I didn't really look at it.
So, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Well, because it's quite a boring picture.
No, I like it, but you've done sort of what looks like a fence on yours.
You don't really know, mate.
It looks like a sort of countryside. I like the turquoise.
I don't know what's happened here over in this corner. I feel like I've kind of over-egged my artistic pudding.
No, I like it. And are there any colours in that you're like, oh, I can see that on my wall of my flat?
Well, I was
flat.
Very into the Eve Klein blue. Mm. So that's...
I love that. That would be very cool in a room.
Yeah.
Blue is very calming. My bedroom is blue, but like a lot, it's more like that sort of very pale bluey grey.
Yeah. I'm thinking about painting my very dark hallway. I want to paint it gloss blue.
Ooh, shiny, shiny.
Shiny.
That's cool.
Just really like gloss paint.
Yeah.
So there's that. Oh, don't know what happened here, mate, but it's...
That pink is quite thick. I think, to be honest, I should probably throw it away. It's on its
right,
way.
Right, yeah.
It's becoming a solid.
You're being very
be
kind, but I'll take it for sure.
I like it. Oh, nice to dab. Sorry, I'm just watching you now. It's just...
No, that's
quite
it.
Fun to watch someone paint.
That's yeah, I used to really like watching people play computer games.
Really?
Yeah.
Very ahead of your time. Isn't that what all the
Now? The kids. What are you saying? I'm a kid.
You're a kid, yeah.
I'm really not a kid. And that's fine by me.
I love it.
I finished.
Should we show each other?
Yeah.
I mean, we're sitting 20 centimetres away from each other. Turn it round at least. Oh, I love it. God, yours is very optimistic. I feel like the colours are very happy and the brush marks are very sort of buoyant.
Oh, thanks.
I love
buoyant.
It.
Buoyant. Oh, yeah. That's made my day. Thank you.
It's a sort of optimistic piece. Mine feels a lot more...
I feel like yours has...
There's a storm.
There's an archaeological sense I've got of, like, this to me is like a sort of ammonite.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
I was trying to do sort of the crest of the wave.
It reminds me quite strongly of a piece of art from my childhood.
Really?
Yeah, that was done by my, like, my oldest friend's mum.
Oh,
so it makes me feel quite at home.
Nostalgic. Mm. It's I've put on too much paint and the paper is weighed down. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to plug?
You've
got any live shows coming up?
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully soon. Egg will have our show Absolutely Fine. I'm looking at the microphone now like, ugh. Our show Absolutely Fine will be on at the Soho Theatre at some point.
Oh, great.
Don't know when yet. We also have a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
It's called Terribly Famous.
Terribly Famous.
Yes.
Love
so,
it.
So, you know, if you're into celeb profiles.
Yeah. Yeah.
You check it out. Clearly.
You heard my dinner party. Beyonce and Rick Mayall. And it's a table for three, please. Great. We can enjoy our brownies now.
Yay. Thank you
so much. Goodbye. I'm turning it off.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Anna for being fabulous. You can follow Anna on social media. She's at Longbrophy on Instagram and X, formerly Twitter. If you enjoyed the episode, then why not leave us a lovely, tasty review? You can also support the podcast by making a one-off donation via the link in the show notes. And of course, if you want to see mine and Anna's artworks from today's episode, then make sure you're following Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. Enjoy the episode and see you next time. Goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.